Hey, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Daisy Thoughts with your wonderful host, Aisha Marie. So I will go ahead and say first that if you hear like a little gnawing, crunching sound, that's my dog deciding to chew her bone while I'm recording this because she was asleep. And as soon as I put my microphone out, she woke up and grabbed her bone. So that's where we're at right now. But anyways, if you listened to last week's podcast, I really appreciate it. I do know last week's podcast was hope it was last week, but I know last week's podcast was a little bit more deeper, I guess say more controversial, but I think it's really important of how this affects many people in our country and it needed to be talked about. So I really did hope you enjoy it though. I will be doing more style podcasts like that in the future, but today is a more lighthearted version of it. So basically, it's summer basically. It's the end of May. It's already hot in Georgia. Like, we already hitting the 100s. Climate change. But it's pretty much summer down here. And the summer months can be your most expensive months. Because, you know, that's when all the sales are happening, vacation, going out with your friends and shit like that. Like, a lot's going on. And it's expensive. And we want to be able to do all those things, get all the fun stuff. But we ain't got them coins. Because best believe, I ain't had the coins last summer. I didn't. So, this podcast, I wanted to kind of talk to you guys and kind of express on different ways to have money and saving money for the summer months, especially if you have like a later vacation coming up. I'm having a vacation coming up sometime in August, and it's a very, very, very expensive vacation. Most of it I'm not paying for, but like as far as like going down there, eating out, shopping, getting souvenirs, stuff like that, and the area that we're in, it's tourist area, so it's gonna be extremely expensive. So I have about 3 months to save up so much money. But so far I've been saving since the beginning of the month, the beginning of May, and I've been doing pretty well so far. So I decided to kind of share you a few tips of what I've been doing and saving my money and getting ready for this vacation, because I realize there's more stuff I need than I thought. And I want to help you guys out. So number one thing that has definitely helped me so far is I have set a spending limit for myself every time I get paid. Like, y'all, I promise you, with my debit card, I get swipe happy. I really do. Like, especially when them sales be popping up, girl, I just be swipe, swipe, swipe. And like, I realized like it's an unhealthy habit. It's really unhealthy. And so like, I just started pretty much setting a spending limit for myself. And a lot of bank accounts, they do this, mine does, where you can automatically set how much you want to not spend each pay period. So I get paid every 2 weeks. So I guess I'll give you an example. So say you got paid $300, right, on your paycheck, and you set to only spend $150. So your bank account will not let you spend no more than $150. Once you hit your $150 limit, it will cut it off. You'll still have the money in your bank account. You just can't spend it. And let me tell you, that has helped me a lot. It has helped me a freaking lot. Like, it helped me a lot. And the thing about that is, people, you have to realize that the more money you have in your bank account, the more you're gonna keep. And I'm saying that because if you got $150 in your bank account after your last paycheck and you get paid $300 again, now you got $450 in your bank account, and that shit is lit. And also with doing that, I've also been setting my limit kind of higher. Like, my limit's kind of low right now because, like, I spend money, like I said, I'm spending like crazy. Like, I'm the type of person, like, by my next paycheck, I could have, like, $10 in my bank account. So, it's kind of low, but I'm slowly building it back up. So, like, again, another example. If you have $150 in your bank account from your last period, and now you get paid $300, you have $150 in your bank account now. What you can also do is put that spending limit higher, so now you have even more money saved in your account. Y'all feel me? So, like, if you put your limit where you're only going to spend, like, $150, you can still have that $150 limit, but now you're going to have $300 in your bank account instead of just having a $150. So, I hope that really makes sense. So, that's one way to kind of help yourself with summer savings and not spend a lot this summer, or, like, at least now until your vacation or to your trip that you're trying to do. So the next thing is save all your cash. Save cash. Honestly, though, because, like, there are so many times where I'll save my cash and, like, I'll, like, have it in, like, a purse or a wallet that I just don't use, and I'll go back and look through it, and I'll just, like, find $5, $10. I'm like, I had this $10 this whole time. But, yeah, like, so if you babysit or you do, like, you know, a little task and stuff, or if you do work and you, get paid in a paycheck and you need, like, to cash a paycheck, save up much cash. Money like that is, like, as soon as the cash you get, don't, like, immediately just put it away. I would say kind of break it. So if you have, like, $50 for something, spend it on whatever, and then whatever you have left, put that away. So if you have $50, you spent $35, now you have $15 left, put that $15 away. And just hide it. Hide it so you don't end up using it. And also, same thing with your coins. Invest in your piggy bank. Just get a little piggy bank. It ain't gotta look like a real pig. They have, like, little Coke bottle piggy banks. I got normal piggy banks. I have a really cute purple one. It's really cute. But any change you get, just save it. Don't even, like, use it to take it to, like, the store. Even if you want to have, like, an even amount, just get the change and save it. Because the more, especially if you're are a cash spender, the more change you're saving, the more it's going to build up. I promise you, by doing that, because I spent, like, a lot of cash in 1 month, and by doing that, I saved literally, like, $10 worth of change. Because I did not spend any of my change. I just, as soon as I got it, took it home, put it away, I saved $10 worth of change. So, yeah. Yes, anything counts. Save your dollars, save your change, save everything. And by the time your vacation gets here, you'll be like, wow, I got a bank. So, next thing is sign up with an investing app. And a couple that I would say are very good and very credible. I like Albert, Acorn, Capital, and Digit. Now, right now, I'm in Digit, and I'll list all these in the description box, so you can look through there and see what I talked about. But I have Digit right now, and I really, really like Digit. So basically, how these investing apps work is that you link up your card, or you link up your bank account with it, and usually, some do this, like, on an everyday period. Some do this from whenever you do make a purchase. They'll take a little bit out your bank account and put it away in a savings in the app. And then whenever you need it, you can withdraw it, or you can just keep saving for as long as you need to. So I have Digit. I really like Digit. Digit is so, so, so good. So they do an everyday basis of taking out. But, like, it's not, like, a lot. They're literally taking out. Like, they pretty much pick and choose how much to take out. You can set a limit to how much they want you to take out each day. But, so for my limit, I said no more than, like, $4 a day. So, like, every day, one day they might take out 79 cents. The next day they might take $3. The next day they might take out $1.50. Like, it's very, very, very small. And, like, you don't even think about it. Now, they do notify you, and they do send you, like, text messages about, like, when they're going to take out, how much they're taking out, and all that stuff. And so it's really, really nice. And also with those text messages, it was like they'll send you daily text messages about, like, your bank account, if it has went up, if it has went low. It's so nice, because if you're, like, a person like me, I don't check my bank account every day. So I'm, like, get a text message saying, like, hey, your balance went from 150 to 100, and I was like, wait a minute, where does $50 come from? And I can go check to see what happened. Like, it, you guys, it's really, 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 really nice. So I do have a referral link for that, and this is not sponsored at all. It's just a referral link that everybody gets. It will also be in my description box. Just get you like a free $5 with it. So once you sign up and you do your first savings, you'll get the free $5, and you can withdraw it at any point you want to. So that's like the biggest thing I liked about the savings. That's like my favorite. Next thing about saving, buy generic, y'all. We don't need name brand for everything. And I don't mean to like Gucci or nothing like that. I'm talking about like going to the store. You don't need Colgate. you don't need the expensive name brand stuff. Buy generic. Now, when it comes to food, I can make an exception with that, because sometimes generic food ain't that good. But as far as like body wash, Q-tips, wipes, whatever, hand sanitizer, we don't need like the name brand stuff. You can easily buy generic and it will be just as okay. And I'm telling you, you will save so much more money. If you notice that you're buying everything brand name, once you start switching over generic, you will see that you're saving so, so much money. Because, like, it's literally the same. Like, there's no difference. There's really no difference. And it's really nice. So, do that. Next thing is sell your clothes. Sell your clothes. If you're, like, the clothes that you're not using, that you're not wearing, that are in good condition, sell your clothes. There are places like Playlist Closet that you can bring in your old clothes, you can bring into the store, and they'll look through it, and you can actually get paid for what you bring in. Play-Doh Closet is a little bit iffy, just because like they always go by like, the quote-unquote in-trend items, but it's so annoying because you look around the store and then you look at stuff that like they had like that were trending like 8 years ago. So they can be a little iffy when it comes to their clothing. So I'll be careful going to Play-Doh Closet, but there's other ways you can sell your clothes, like going on Poshmark, Mercari, OfferUp, places like that. You can sell your clothes for like, you know, a few extra bucks to get, and you earn a few extra dollars to have for yourself. Mercari, I'll be a little bit worried of, because I think Mercari only gives you store credit besides real money, but I do know that Poshmark does give you real money if you do sell your clothes on there. Also ThredUp. So those are some places that you can sell your clothes, and not even just your clothes. Like if you have maybe some stuffed animals you don't want no more, you can sell those. Got some books you don't want, sell those. Like not just your clothes, like just sell anything that you don't want, because then that way you get rid of it and have more space for the new stuff you can buy this summer with the new money you just got. So next thing is sign up with cashback apps. So this is a little bit different than investing apps. So cashback apps, how it works, most of these are made for online shopping, but there are a lot that are starting to do for in-store shopping where you can link up your card. And so basically how this works is that when you spend money, that app is basically going to give you money back. So this time around, they're not taking money out your account. You're actually going to gain money back from them. So the ones I like to use are Ibotta, Ebates, Dosh, and I think Honey. Well, Honey's a little bit different, but I'll get into Honey in a little bit. So basically, Ebates. Ebates is my favorite. So Ebates, they do let you do in-store purchases and online purchases. So you just kind of link up your... For in-store purchases, you look up your card. You'll see what in-stores are... that they choose. I know a couple in-store purchases that they can do are Sally's Beauty, Ann Taylor, and such like that. So you do that, you add the offer to your card, and so when you go and shop, you will go and just spend your money, and depending on how much cash back they do for that store is how much you'll get back. So let's say, I think Sally's Beauty does 2% cash back. So if I spent like on like 20 bucks at Sally's Beauty, I might get like a dollar or something back, which again, it does not sound like a lot, but once you continuously keep doing it, it will add up. So like that. And online shopping, it's the same thing as well. As online shopping, you go through the app, you press the store you want to shop at, you press shop, and then you just go through it, and shop and you get your cash back. It's a lot easier if you do it on your laptop or on your computer, because you can just add a little icon to your search tab and you just press activate, and then you can shop at whatever you want. And Ibotta is really nice too. Ibotta is good for if you are a big grocery shopper, because how that one works is that you're pretty much scanning your receipt and adding offers of what they like to your account. And once you scan your receipt, that's how you get your cash back. And that one's a lot better too, because like they don't really do percentage on there unless you're doing the online shopping. If you're doing the more grocery shopping, you actually do get dollars back. And so like that one's really, really nice. And my last tip for saving this summer is try and get as much discounts and as coupons as you can. And this is what I'm going to talk about with Honey. Because Honey is great for when you're trying to find coupons, stuff like that. Again, it's another, like, it was like basically one of the apps I was just talking about before. Like the cashback app. They are more based on looking for coupons and discounts than they are looking for like cashback. So that's really nice. So you pretty much add it to your search engine and they'll sit here and basically search for all the great possible coupon that might work with your purchase. And like, it's really nice. I've used it so many times and I save like $20 on a purchase, $30 on a purchase, for how well it works. And yeah, so those are my money saving tips for the summer. You guys, like, get your coins right. Be looking like a bad boss this summer with banking your account. Don't be no broke hoe this summer, okay? You have all your ideas, you have all the tools to save money, so you can like ball it out this summer. So yeah, I hope you really enjoyed this episode, and I hope this episode was really, really informational for you and educational, I guess, in the way of saving money. And yeah, so tune back in. Actually, I might do another episode. I think I'm doing 2 episodes a week for this podcast, so I might do another episode on Thursday. So tune in Thursday for another episode of Daily Thoughts. Thank you for listening today. Goodbye.